Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space on our Essentials News front, Saudi Aramco has cancelled the tender for its 270 to 320 megawatt Jafurah Independent Steam and Power Plant Cogen project. And Oman Power and Water Procurement Company has pushed back the deadline for RFPs for the 1 gigawatt Manna 1 and 2 solar IPPs in the Sultanate. On our third-party news tracker service in the project and export space, trade and export specialist Luciano Racco has joined Foley Hogue as counsel and co-chair of its trade, sanctions and export control practice. And the Asian Development Bank has approved a $500 million loan to construct new metro rail lines in India. Over in the commodity finance space, Brenda Berlin has resigned as acting CEO of London and Johannesburg-listed coal development firm MC Mining. Great Dyke Investments, a Russian-backed project planning to build Zimbabwe's biggest platinum mine, has sold a 4.4% stake in fossil mines as COVID-19 disrupted fundraising for the venture. And China Development Bank Financial Leasing is purchasing 14 product tankers from Maersk Tankers Singapore in a $422 million deal. And last, by no means least, in the trade finance sphere, UK-based payments company Paydeck has announced a partnership with global payments network Thunes to provide customers with enhanced payment options and a broader international reach, specifically in emerging markets. The Banker Association for Finance and Trade has shared the results of a trade technology survey ranking blockchain trade finance network popularity. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.